Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Listen, we're here every Monday through Friday coaching you about how you can take your spot at the top of your network marketing business. But I want you to do something. I want you to go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848, or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. This is going to be a great series for you to go back and listen to, and we're talking about how to discover your God-given hustle. And you might say, well, God didn't give me hustle. I will disagree with you. He told us some things that we need to do, and I'm going to tell you this right now. On today, we're talking about courage, and you're going to see what he says about courage. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to need that in order for you to really get out there and hustle. You know, let's just hop into it. Let's just hop into it on tonight. I'm telling you this morning, we're going to be coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, Deuteronomy 31 and 6. You go ahead and turn your Bibles there, and we're going to be talking about this in English Standard Version on today. We need you to get it just straight. We got to go to the Lord because there's so many people that fear, and that is what's coming in between you having courage, confidence, self-belief, or the determination to go out there and just get it done. So let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. Today's day you've made, and we're so glad, rejoiced, and here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, as we are seeking your face and not your hand on this day, we just want to tell you thank you. We want to make our petitions made known, oh Father God. We're asking you to lift every burden, because you said that your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. Show us that path, oh dear Lord, so that we will remove the fear and have the courage to do the assignment you've called us to do. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you have never left nor forsake us. We believe that. But show us how to walk in that each and every day as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. We'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways. And when we go out there, they'll know who sent us. As we're girding up the courage, go and make it happen. We want to give your Holy Spirit his full reign here at Power Start Your Day. Your servant decrease as he increased like never before. We honor you, bless you, and want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you're just logging in here, we are talking about how to discover God-given hustle. And, you know, we're going to be coming out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6. And so when you start talking about hustle, you know, they have it. You know, they have the Ebonics Dictionary. Okay? And so listen, it's talking about having the courage and confidence and self-belief and self-determination to go out there and work it out or get it done until you find what you want in life. Most people die unsuccessful, unfulfilled. And I'm not talking about successful just by they had money. They haven't found their sweet spot. But I'm going to tell you this right here. If you have enough courage if you begin to acquire the ability to do things that scare you or you're able to have strength in the face of pain or grief, you're going to do some amazing things. Now, a word in the Bible tells us, Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous and do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. I know there's a lot of things that we're trying to go out there and do, and it feels like, God, you're not holding my hand. I'm not feeling you there. But courage is talking about self-belief and self-determination, but I want to take it a step further. For those who have acknowledged Christ as their Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So we're not talking about ourselves, our ego self. We're talking about the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. You got to open yourself up. I'm going to tell you this. For those who are saying, you know what? I'm not fearful. I want you to know that fear shows up anytime the 6 basic human needs are threatened. Anytime those human needs are threatened. And you say, what are those? What are those? And I learned this reading an article, but I literally began to understand it as I have been studying a little bit more with Tony Robbins. And I'm going to tell you something. Anytime these 6 core human needs are threatened, here comes fear and courage goes out the door. And so you're wondering why you don't have the energy to just go out there and make it happen because you don't feel certain about it. And certainty is one of those needs, and it's talking about the need for safety or stability or comfort or predictability, or you want to have consistency and control over the outcome. And you see, when you're picking up the phone and you're calling a prospect or you're attempting to meet someone that you've never met before because it's unpredictable of their response, it creates fear because of your lack of certainty. Even the compensation plan of our industry that they pay you on commission. And this is where people would revert back and say, my job offered me safety and stability and security, so I'm certain about that. So I will allow my job, even if it's not meeting my financial needs, to take priority over an unlimited opportunity because there may be some discomfort. Because it's not predictable if my people on my team don't work, whatever. I don't have control of it. I don't know that I'm getting paid $10 an hour. So I would rather choose $10, $15, $20, even $30 or $40 an hour versus say I can make $40,000 a month. We also need variety. This is where even though we say we want to be stable and secure, we also want to be surprised and we want challenges sometimes and excitement and we want a little bit of difference. That's why people are going to say, oh, this is boring. Duplication is boring. This is the reason why a lot of people are trapped in watching reality TV shows. Most people like the uncertainty when it's outside of them or when it doesn't have anything to do with them. That's why people like to watch other people's lives and gossip about it. But it's still, to me, a form of fear that you don't want to get all in and make it happen. Now, this one here, significance. Anytime significance is threatened, when a person don't feel important, some people will create negative behavior or negative things just to be significant. It's still a form of fear. They don't see me. They don't acknowledge me. I'm not important. I feel neglected, or even whether pride, or these things are still fears. If you know what they are, you'll know what's controlling you or stopping you or slowing you down from having more courage. Because you need courage for hustle. You gotta move through these blocks. And then a need for love and connection. That's why when people feel like, oh, I'm not a part of the group, I'm not a part of the, I don't care to be part of no group. Once you know that God loves you and you working for God, you want to be a part of who want to be a part of you. This is a challenge even with some people in personal relationships. They act out significance or the need for to be impotent. They might not be the one that people choose to do certain things, but instead of them looking at themselves and say, let me sharpen my skills so that I am worthy of doing that. The fear of being insignificant can take over their courage. And then the need for love and connection, the need for communication and approval, and to feel connected to or intimate to other human beings. This is something where you got to go to the core place of love. God is love. And when there's a disconnection, and they don't train that, but I have learned that when there's a disconnection to pure love, the real deal, you know, Mary J. Blige, I'm searching for real love. You know that. I'm searching for real love. She should have just added Jesus in there, because when there's a disconnection to that, then people get bitter with whoever they feel is not giving them that. And I've seen this in our industry, even where people don't want to create genuine relationships that mature organically. And then they start looking at, oh, my upline talks to this person and that talks to that person. But if you are having love, or you feel self-love, or what have you, you're good. You're actually giving love instead of only looking to receive it. You won't put those types of responsibilities in the wrong places. And then you got growth and contribution are the other last two. And I always share that, you know, whatever is not growing is dying if it's alive. If it's alive, it ain't growing, it's dying. Even the little short shrubs that they have like out in front of my house. And you might say, well, it doesn't grow. It doesn't grow as fast, but you do see the leaves get out of hand and the man has to come and still shape it up or whatever. It will still grow. It will still grow. And this is one that a lot of people deprive themselves of, but if they were to do this, they could really, really find a sweet spot, and they'd want to go out there and help so many people in this contribution. There is a need inside of us to give. There is something that when you give and you make someone happy and you make someone feel good and it's coming from a pure place, and now you feel that you've done your job, and whether it's the protecting or the covering, whatever, this is where now you will find a lot of wealthy people going. I was reading an article about how the new signs of wealth is no longer them swamping the designer stores or what have you, that it's in them putting more money into their education, not regular college. You're talking about like personal development or whatever. So that's the reason why, you know, I'll be heading to LA here shortly, and you'll see now thousands and thousands and thousands of people busting down doors, standing in line for information or education for someone who will give them these six basic needs. And they also say that it's in philanthropy or contribution. That's why, you know, if you hear they'll pay attention if I gave this amount of money to this foundation, or I am heading up this, these campaigns to give money over, whether it's to make, you know, create water in Africa, the wells of water in Africa, or to feed hungry or what have you. This is now the mark of wealthy. But if you got these down pat, and I know I grow y'all up real quick for you to understand at a very high level, because you know why? There is immense wealth waiting for you in network marketing. But no one's ever talked to you like this, for you to understand the possibilities and the opportunities. So you get all your human needs met by first meeting the needs of other humans. Y'all do have a great day. And so I want us to have courage. I want us to have courage. On today. And get out there and get it done. I say all that. Don't be scared of them, what they talk about. I am here. I am here. Don't allow fear to keep showing up while you are looking to be accepted, so rejection knock you out the park, or fear showing up as excuses that you don't want to face these challenges that you're having, or doubt or pessimism. The person who has the most complaints and they the most suspicious, they the scaredy cat. They just come off hard. They just come off hard. The most pessimist, they scared. On the inside, they are struggling with the six core human needs and procrastination. We have to go deeper into those things on tomorrow, because your God-given hustle need to be discovered. You already know I'm telling the truth. You know them pessimists or even the ones that's so mean for no dang on reason. Up under, they are creating a shell like an armadillo because they're broken and they're scared. But God can help you. And go out there and go help some others. When you know that, now that can become your story. Now I understand, man. I used to be so scared to talk to people. But when I can see how many lives have changed, I wonder, like, wow, if I don't talk to anybody, nobody's life has changed through me. I'm not being used by God if I don't open my mouth. So I got to open my mouth. Let's open up the line. Woo! The line is thick this morning. Everybody in the queue. Good morning.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. You're a little bit too loud. We can't go to you. We're going to go to another 862, last 4-5-9-8-6. 5-9-8-6. Good morning. Can we hear you okay? Are you there? Okay, a little background. I don't know if it's the board, but let's go to 850-1958. Let's check that line. You there? Good morning. Good morning. If you'd like to chat, you got to turn your background off. Okay, guys, so if you're coming in the queue, you got to be ready. I trained last weekend, and I know a lot of people want to lead, and they want to be the leader, but you got to be asking yourself, am I positioning myself, am I presenting myself as my best self? If you're on a line and you're so distracted, you might not want to come in the queue. We get it. People are dovetailing and things like that, but every call is recorded, and people go back and they listen to these calls. And so let's be respectful. Let's step it up. Let's up-level just the way we carry ourselves, period, period. Period, period. You're learning some things that people invested a lot of money in, and they're coming to bring it to you free. All you got to do is dial your phone. Last 4, 2, 1, 1, 8. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing just blessed this morning. I just really want to let you know how important these calls are every morning. My business partner and mentor, Coach Kevin Blake, lives faithfully by us coming on this call. He sends us a reminder every morning. He doesn't even have to send me one because I'm ready for it, because what you're saying every morning is what you need to get the day started. And when I say you are such an inspiration to many, I can't even say women because Coach Cannon speaks so highly of you, women and men. So keep doing what you're doing. It's helping us. I just got in the business a little bit over a month ago. I had so many obstacles just fall right in my lap, and the enemy wanted me to stop and forget, like just give up. And I had some days, you know, we all have our days, but I kept talking to Coach. I kept talking to my team, and it was just so much encouragement. But the first person was God, because he was just letting me know, if I brought you to this, I'm going to pull you through it. And just things
right.
Like this, and I listened to another guy just trying to keep my soul fed on lunch hour. Lunch with God is what he calls it. So I just thank you guys for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to do this every day, because we are listening and we do need it.
Wow, thank you so much, Queen. And, you know, yes, I saw Coach Blake, he's on the line. Every moment, and you're right. The reason why it speaks to both men and women, kings and queens, is because it's the truth. And once a person can move past out of ego, the truth, they forget who the messenger is, and the message will do something for them. It's designed to transform. It's designed to have them to grow. These conversations we have and these trainings we have, are you realizing that these are lessons and truths you're going to take into all areas of your life? Those are areas that I'm not there. Power Start Your Day is only here for 30 minutes out of a 24-hour day, 5 times a week. But what you do with the other 23 and a half hours with information will make all the difference of what you experience in life and in business. I'm honored that God even told me to do this, because I was asked to do this. It wasn't God, and I didn't want to do it. But when God said to do it, I just get to, because I've seen people who don't do what God say. They eventually do what God say. So I said, let me not go kicking and screaming. And that's what many of you all are doing, kicking and screaming, taking too much time to get into your purpose and get into work. God's word. We talking about God giving hustle this morning. 404 last four, 6004. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing well. This message is so on point. Look, the phenomenal Lavore Robinson is my upline, and he is. I've been in the business since July, and at the beginning, I had a lot of success, and then I had a baby and whatever. So now I'm trying to get back on track, and Lavore's like, "What's going on with you? What's going on?" And I'm like, "I don't know." God downloaded something on me that was just so amazing because I joined the business because I needed the additional income, and I kept hearing, you have to help people. You have to have a desire to help people. And I do, but I really, really needed the money. So it was hard for me to look past myself to just go out there and help people. So then fear did start kicking in, and I didn't want to help people. And I stutter sometimes. So I had all of these excuses, and God was like, "If you just get out there and help people, I'll take care of your family. I'm going through a divorce right now." He's like, "I'll take care of everything. Just go out there and you have everything you need inside of you. All you got to do is get out there and open your mouth and talk to people. It's really easy. That's all you got to do is." Once you do that, I will open up all these doors for you. And it was so powerful, Nicola. It was just so amazing. So ever since then, I have just been giving it my all. And his word was true. Doors, all these people just keep coming. Tamara, I need you to help me with my credit. Now I trust you with my credit. I trust you to help me, with my credit and all this stuff. I'm getting all kinds of inboxes now where, as before, I'm out there trying to find people. Now people are just coming to me, and it's just so amazing. So, like, this message is so on point with what God just downloaded to me on Sunday. So I just want to say thank you, Nicola.
You are so welcome, Tamara. And, you can go to Exodus 4 and 10. And that was an excuse that Moses gave to God, too, when God told him to do what he needed to do. And he's like, "Please, let me not be the one. I'm not eloquent. I'm not one of your best spoken peeps. I'm slow of speech and tongue," he says. "I get my words entangled," he says. "I'm not worthy," he says, "and I'm sitting here saying." Isn't that something, that when we're talking to God and we don't know the magnitude of what God really wants us to do? Think about the assignment that Moses was given, and he was trying to tell God, who knows everything and knows everybody, "I'm not the one."
Yes, it's powerful. Look what Moses did, yes.
Look at what he did.
Powerful.
But imagine what you're supposed to be doing. If Jesus himself said that greater works that we're going to do, we in AD, if Jesus himself said greater works that we will do, we got to hustle. We got to go to work. Last call is 678-4-6090. It's going to be our last call for today. I got some work to do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Amber Robinson out of Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing well this morning. I'm so full this morning. And I struggle sometimes getting in the queue because I cry. Because, the things that you actually speak to my heart on such a deeper level that, but it clicks, right? So when you're speaking about the fear in the six different ways, how it can affect you, it is so true. And I say that because before I actually left corporate America, I left a, over 10 plus year career I thought that I was going to be confident enough because in my position, I was always number one. I was always the youngest. I was always the person that would succeed without all of the degrees that everyone else around me had, right? And I thought that I was leading, but I never had to step out in front. I never had to open my mouth. I never had to lead anyone else. I never had to pour into anyone else. So when I came into this industry, fear showed up in a major way, way bigger than I had ever expected in my life. And then as I was trying to grow and succeed, I found myself pulling back because I did not know which direction to go in. And I'm like, how can I feel this way and lead a team? Especially being that my husband just naturally, I feel, has that success. But he has to tell me and remind me, you know what, I have my fears too. But I just go out and I get it done. But truly sometimes internally I don't feel like I can do it confident. So I definitely can understand what you're speaking on. And then, of course, you know, hell is upset because we're out here serving so many different people and communities these distractions, when I tell you, Dr. Nicola, I feel like ever since LeVar and I started this business, the level of distractions have gotten to be so high that I just want to break down. And as, for example, as I go out to convention and my father's in the ICU, I'm still trying to talk myself into doing this, serving other people. Mm-hmm. But that fear just, I mean, it takes over.
Yeah.
It truly takes over.
Yeah.
So I really thank you for that this morning because that's real and that's how I feel a lot of the time. But I just have to keep going.
Yes. And I know what you're feeling, Amber, most people feel. Yeah. And this is why God led us to train on courage. You can't have hustle unless you have courage. Because it's going to challenge every core human need. And then he gave us his word to say, don't be afraid because I'm here. Like they can't do nothing to you. I have had, oh my gosh, so many things, people, situations, in this little 45 years of life, to where by now I'm like, okay, there's nobody but God that could have taken me through all of this because nobody else was interested. Some of the same people that say they love you are the ones pulling you down. So I'm like, no. God, you done did it all the time. I just got to go with it. If it's over, it's over. Let me do what you told me to do. And every day when I open my eyes, I'll look around and I'm looking like, okay, am I still on this side? And when I now come to myself and say, yes, I am, I can see my bedroom or wherever room I am, and I can, and I just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, time to go get it again. What you want me to do? Courage. Courage. To where whatever God tells me to do is a priority over everything else, to the point where even right before I got on this call, I got some news that would have knocked the wind out of me, but you would not tell. I still go and I fight for the souls of the people of God because I know a lot of things I'm able to deal with, I know it does knock some people out. They'll be like, I'm down for the count, but I'm about to go get ready. I got to get on a meeting, and I'm going to do my Pink Millie training today on money management, and I'm going to Barack Obama Elementary School to go and meet some people for some stuff that I got in, and I'm going to keep it moving. But your challenges is what qualify you. If you can move through your challenges and your obstacles, it now qualifies you to train it. And it qualifies you to lead. I love you guys. Let's go make it happen on today. Do something big. Go out there and challenge every fear we talked about. And it's going to start backing up. We're going to say, okay, let's go to the next one because she just ain't bothered with us. Fear. And then people who are dealing with that, they're the ones that will come up. They want to be significant. They would rather make you insignificant so they can be significant. But the thing is that now you're trained. I'm well trained, so I can recognize. I know what the heck it is. I know what it is when I see that happening. Fear shows up in so many ways. Men and women display it differently most of the time, but it's there. But the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. And if you allow it, it will cut you open and cut the things out. But while you're open, allow the right things in. So you can go out there and help some people with a pure heart, clean hands, family. I love you. Take care.